Today is going to be a celebration of Elena. Elena, like
every day is a celebration of Elena.
What?
Welcome to So Taco.
Two side hustles and a microphone.
With
So Bonita
and Taco Gear.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of So Taco.
Hola.
So I said it's going to be a celebration of Elena because there's something that she's mentioned a few times in previous episodes, recent ones, where there's something happening she can't really speak about yet. She gets to speak about it now.
Yeah.
So I'm excited I'm excited for everyone to know what happened, what went down, and it's a big deal. It's bringing tears to people's eyes. Did it bring a tear to your eye or no?
No. Oh, I'm on medication. I don't cry as much.
Okay. Well, I'm extremely proud. I can't express how proud I am. But do you want to say it?
No, you can go ahead and say it.
Okay. You were an official.
I want to see how you're gonna say this.
Her. What does her stand for, by the way?
Honor, Empower, and Rise.
Nominee. A 2020 honoree for the Ben magazine.
Yeah.
What?
The fuck?
What?
What?
Wow. That's amazing. Elena, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
So a callback to the what that we do there. If you guys haven't seen Fresh Off the Boat, Emery was the middle kid. The youngest was
Evan.
Evan. He does this thing where when something blows his mind, he goes, what? And it's the way he does it. It's hilarious. Anyway, digressing. So Elena was... Okay, how did this... Let me read what... I feel like I should read from the article, but why don't you explain kind of like... This is the second year, right?
Of her?
Yeah.
Yes, but it was Seven Most Beautiful before. So it's been...
Oh, they renamed it to her.
They rebranded it to her last year.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Seven Most Beautiful Inside and Out was like kind of what it was before, right? This is just a little more solid. And
yeah.
I gotcha. Okay. Well, you were, God, you are among one of how many?
It's five. So total of six.
A total of six? Okay. How do you feel?
We'll
go into more about what it is, but how do you feel? Tell me.
Excited that I can finally talk about it because this has been in the works since July. And I got a phone call that I was nominated five times for this award. And I was like, what? I mean, because I don't do So Bonita for these accolades.
We don't do it for the accolades, no.
We don't. I mean, it's like, okay, that's cool. It comes with it. So, but it was such a cool experience. And, you know, Kylie, the editor of the Bend, is such a powerhouse. I love her. She's such an advocate for women, and she's so level-headed, and she's a really cool girl.
So she is. She's very good. Let me read what she wrote about you.
Okay.
So inside of the print magazine, we talk about the Men magazine a lot on this podcast. It's one of our favorite. Actually, it's our favorite publication here in Corpus Christi. And honestly, they do such a badass job. It feels like it's a bigger than it than just Coastal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They do such an amazing job.
And so, I credit all that to Kylie. I really do.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. You can go to Elena's So Bonita Instagram, and you can see the photos that were taken of her, which are beautiful. And I want to ask you about that, and you can explain that to everybody. So inside of the magazine, there's these beautiful photographs, photo shoots that were done of each person. I mean, they were dolled up. They had, you went to go pick out outfits. You did fittings and all this stuff before the photo shoot.
Fancy store.
So I want to hear about all that. So this is what they wrote. This is what Kylie wrote next to you on your page. If you've ever had the pleasure of interacting with Elena Flores in some form or fashion, you'll understand that she is a bold force to be reckoned with, a guiding light for others to follow, and is without a doubt wholeheartedly and unapologetically herself. These are all traits I not only admire about her, but strive to mimic in my own profession and personal endeavors. A lot of you probably do as well. Born and raised straddling the border of the U.S. and Mexico in Eagle Pass, Texas, Flores considers representation and sharing the importance of her vibrant culture to be at the cornerstone of everything she does. She came to the Coastal Bend in 2001 for school and completed her BS in health science and psychology and her MS, master's, in community counseling. Although she's worked in the social services field ever since, her natural creative itch needs a scratch. Thus, merely as a hobby, her brand So Bonita was born in 2014. Since, So Bonita has grown into a nationally recognized brand, an outlet for florists to share her love of all things colorful and representative of her heritage, and a community-centric market event known as Loca for Local. When Elena first created Loca for Local, the market featured six vendors, all of which were creative friends of hers wanting to embark on their first pop-up experience. That number grew to 11 and then 36 with food trucks and all. And this year, in the midst of COVID-19, her genius mind turned the entire event into a complete virtual and curbside experience. If you ask Flores to describe Loca for Local, she'll tell you it isn't just a market, but a movement. At the root of everything Elena Flores does, you'll find the utmost belief she has in our community and the creatives who form it. You'll find a proud chingona who isn't afraid to live her life authentically. You'll find someone who uses her well-earned platform to lift others up, but most notably, at least to me, you'll find a woman who knows no limits, a woman who will laugh in the face of adversity, a woman who brings such a specific effervescence to this world, one so desperately needed. There's simply no telling what this woman will do next. Wow. I got teary-eyed when I read that this morning when you shared the link. It's very powerful.
To be even considered to be at that level, like, it's nuts, because, you know, you guys, I'm in my pajamas all. I didn't know that that's how she felt about me. And so I'm honored that she feels like that about me. And
she writes beautifully.
Hey, if it's one person that I can inspire, then my job here is done, you know?
No, yeah. So there's typically an event for this. They usually have it. It's a very fancy event. Everyone gets, you know, dolled up and dressed up, and they honor all of you all with a plaques or something, mm-hmm. right? That they give you, you'd give little speeches. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, you can't do that this year. So it's more of a private event. That's going to be
private. Yeah.
It's going to be had. Everyone's going to safely gather at a very small private event where they're honoring you. And I'm extremely excited and proud to be there.
I'm excited too, because my family's coming into town and my closest friends are invited. You know, 2020 is such a shit show for so many people. And you and I have evolved Loca into something that is, we just changed the game. And So Bonita,
we adapted is what we did.
Yeah. Like most people have.
Right. I mean, I know you say change the game. Like, I know you say that and it makes sense, but really it's about, because change, it's about adapting.
It's evolving.
Adapting and evolving into whatever you're thrown in. You know, like if I lost my legs, I got to adapt to this new lifestyle.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? So we lost the public, or we lost the ability to.
Right. The magic of the public that is so much.
Have these festival events.
Yeah. We had to change it. And now we're getting ready for the one in November. And so this was an out of the blue honor. And I hope that young brown girls are inspired to do what they want to do. And I so wish my mother was here. I so wish that.
What do you think she would say?
I don't know. She'd be like so fucking proud.
Do you think she would be like your dad was at the beginning, where he doesn't really understand what you're doing?
Yeah.
But he's like, that's great.
Yeah.
But he doesn't really know. You think she would be that way?
Yeah.
Really? She wouldn't understand, like, the creative
thing? I don't think
doing?
So.
I, no? I just because they're the same age?
I think once my dad got a taste of it and he was like, what the fuck? You
know? When he came down
when he
for
came
a big event.
For
yeah.
Loca, and he didn't realize how hard we worked at it, you know?
Right.
And the magic and the movement that we've created here. And
He went so hard, he had to take a nap in the middle of the festival in his truck.
And then he came back the following year. Yeah. And I don't know if he's going to come down this year, because we're doing a virtual, but I mean, a curbside, but I don't know. He's invited though. But I'm so honored and so blessed and so humbled, because I have a great upbringing in my hometown of Eagle Pass, Texas. I came from a very loving home with a strong foundation, with support that was endless. And with people telling me I can do anything I wanted to do, with the exception of probably be a doctor, because I wasn't that smart in high school.
But, some doctors aren't very smart.
Well, this is true. You know, today I was at my GYN and I was like, man, I would have been a badass GYN.
Random.
Yeah, totally random. Anyway.
What makes you say you would have been a badass?
I don't know. I've just.
Who says I would have been a badass GYN?
I just wouldn't think I would have been a really cool hands-on doctor. Like.
Hello.
Like, you know, I guess I'm seeing like ER and stuff and it's like, you know, you.
Why do you want to be a GYN? I just want to be like real hands-on.
No, Gerald.
That's what I'm hearing.
Well, you know. You know what? Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something really funny about a GYN.
Oh shit!
Doctor visit. Every woman
would never be able to say.
No.
Go ahead.
Every woman that is listening to this podcast and has visited a GYN.
Guys, close your ears.
Tell me when y'all get naked, right? You put on the gown because you have to be naked. They have a gown and a drape. Mm-hmm. When you get naked, tell me you don't hide your underwear and bra.
Well, where else? What are you supposed to do with it? Leave it out on the.
Gerald, do you think the doctor gives a fuck about our underwear and bra when they're up in our vaginas? They're all up in the vagina, in the cervix, swabbing and shit.
Like, I don't want him to see what kind exactly. of underwear
I have. Today I was like, oh, I don't want her to see
but my... But he could get a great look at my vajayjay right
now. I don't want her to look at my chones, so I put them aside. I tuck them under the purse.
How embarrassing. I have the ones with the sunflowers on them today. Dude, oh, no.
Every woman that's listening right now knows exactly what the fuck I'm talking about.
So did you hide?
Yes, I hid my bra and my chonies.
Why?
I don't know. It's just habit. It's like, I don't want them to see this.
Where do you put them?
Under my clothes, like under...
Okay. Like you're the blouse and pants. Yeah. Are okay.
You just hide the underwear. Yeah. You hide your intimates because your intimate parts are all up in fucking stirrups. So
that's really funny.
It is. Every woman listening knows exactly what I'm talking about. Anyway.
Your upbringing. So I want people to know, like when you talk about, I understand that you're thankful for the way you were brought up.
Yeah.
But no matter how you were brought up, it doesn't mean that that's why.
No.
It just means that was very helpful.
I had a foundation.
Definitely. Yeah. And for the listeners, I've asked, what's funny is like you and I have talked about this. I always have questions for you. Like we've been known each other for almost 10 years. I always have new questions for you. Mm-hmm. I can think of new ones. This makes me be able to talk to fucking anybody. Mm-hmm. And I discovered by asking this random one, about y'all's dinner. Like you guys had dinner together.
We had dinner every night.
Not a lot of people do that.
Every night.
You had dinner together every night, but you also had dinner table talks.
Yes.
Not necessarily for dinner, but when something, when one of y'all did something at school.
When we were in trouble, when we were being reprimanded or counseled with, air quotes, it was a family discussion. If we fucked up, it was a family. We all need to have a talk. And I don't know where my parents came up with that. I don't know if they didn't grow up with that. I know they didn't.
Right.
I don't know where they were like, we need to instill communication lines with our kids. Because till this day, my brother and sister and I, that's the way we communicate with our spouses, with our friends. It's like, we have to have a talk. I want to be open and tell you what I'm feeling, or I want to tell you that what you said upset me or whatever, that we talk about it. Mm-hmm.
What's interesting about that is that was an immediate thing that you and I did.
Yeah.
At the very beginning, but that's not how I was raised.
Right.
I wasn't raised that way. And before you, the relationship I was in before, I tried to do that.
And it just wouldn't.
She wouldn't have it. Like she didn't want to at all. Yeah. So it's interesting that you and I were able to quickly be like, hey, and we do it now.
Yeah.
It's kind of like addressing things before they become an issue.
Right.
And whether it's like us trying to save up for something and one of us is being a little like not doing a good job. I'm like, hey, all right, look at the Amazon bill.
Yeah.
I've spent way too much on camera gear. I need to scale it back. We're not going to save for that fridge we wanted. Kind of a thing. Yeah. So we got to do that. But like, that's just a little example.
Well, and there's times where you and I may not have arguments and I have to walk away because I'm at an emotional.
You're frustrated.
I'm frustrated and I need to walk away before I say anything that I'm going to regret or if I say anything that's just coming from emotion. So just give me a minute. Right. And then I get that minute and I kind of just like, all right, we're good. And now let's have our discussion.
Right.
And we've always, this marriage has always been about communication and it seems easy for me. But maybe that's because of the way that I was raised.
It might be. It might be.
I don't know. But yeah.
So you're raised great.
Yeah. I'm very thankful for that foundation I had. But, you know, I'm proud of being raised on the border, of being born and raised in Eagle Pass, Texas. I cross the border all the time. I was always, and I've said this before, I've talked about being bilingual, and everybody spoke Spanish and English, and some people don't speak English, and the peso being accepted in stores, and the magic of the border town. So I love it. I fucking love being from the border of Texas. And so
I'm with you. When we're going to take a quick break, but will you tell everyone your experience about the fitting and all that stuff?
Oh my God. Okay. Okay.
And the photo shoots, and it was a big deal.
Yeah.
Okay. We want to know everything that happened.
Okay.
Welcome back, everybody, to our discussion with 2020, the Ben Magazine, her honoree, Miss Ziz, Elena Flores. Elena, thank you for coming back.
Welcome back, bitches.
Thank you for sticking around.
You know, I have to have a speech for this event, and that's what I'm going to say.
How long does the speech have to be?
I don't know. I'm going to be like, boom shakalaka, bitches. Don't forget to vote.
Is it going to be before? Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So in full transparency mode for everyone listening, because yes, that's how we are.
Yes.
You've got a dinner appointment.
In about 20 minutes.
It's 6:06 p.m. when we're recording this. We're actually recording one day early on Wednesday because tomorrow we have something to do.
It's Omar's birthday tomorrow, hey, y'all.
Long-time listeners. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Long-time listeners know who Omar is. So anyway, okay, sorry.
All right, digressing. So I gotta tell you.
So we got it. Okay, so I feel for the women listening, yeah, just to add to the authenticity, you being just you, I feel like you need to share that story that you had.
All right.
So I want to know, so here's what happens. So when you're called, yes, right? I'm setting it up for you.
Yes.
When you're called and you're informed that you've been this and that, and then you're just like, oh my God, me?
Yes.
Little old me?
Uh-huh, exactly.
Never would have thought it. Then come later the details.
Yes.
Because this becomes part of the publication.
Yes.
The write-up, photo shoots, right, all that stuff. So they tell you, okay, we're going to send you here. You're going to get fitted for different outfits. You're going to find the one you want.
Yeah.
Outfits, jewelry, shoes, all that stuff, right? Then you're going to show up to the day of the shoot. You're going to get your hair done. The outfit will be there.
Makeup. Jewelry,
accessories, yeah, all that stuff. Yeah. In this beautiful room with all these things. I want you to explain all that. But so, you had the issue. What was the issue?
So they call me. You're a winner. You're going to have to go get fitted at Julian Gold for an outfit. Okay, cool.
Not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor. Julian Gold, for those of you that don't know, it's super fancy as fuck store. Like the shirts there cost like $800.
Are you serious?
Know? Oh yeah. Yeah. Like a pair of shoes will be like $230.
Stop it.
No, I'm serious. But they sell like Clinique and like Kendra Scott jewelry. I mean, like it's affordable shit. Some things, but I don't go to Julian Gold to be like, oh, I need an outfit. Like, no, bitch. Like I'll go to Forever 21.
Mm-hmm.
Forever 41. So they said, you need to go because it's probably the fanciest boutique in town. And so I knew already in my mind, I'm going to have trouble finding something to wear. Number one, I'm not a size 4. I have a big ass. I have boobs. I have hips. I have nalgas. I have legs. Like I'm just a curvy bitch. And, but I didn't want to put the negative thought in my mind. I didn't want to be like, no, Elena, this is going to be a great experience. So I go, I meet the stylist, super cool chick. Beautiful, young, hip. She brings out stuff and I'm like looking at stuff and I'm like, yeah, that's a size 10. No. And this was at the beginning kind of my Peloton / Weight Watchers journey. So you're
feeling good.
So, well, I'm feeling good, but like I'm not as thin as then as now. I am now. And okay. So, she brings me some stuff. Stuff is not fitting. And then she brings me some more stuff. And the stuff that she brings me is very, very matronly. And I said, I feel like the mother of the bride in this, and I'm not going to wear this. And she's like, no, it's cool. Like, I'd wear it. And I'm like, in my head, I'm thinking,
You're 24 and hot. You will not wear this.
And you're all like, I'm not buying it. You don't have to worry about your commission.
Yeah, I was just like, tell me what you no. Doing. And so she's like, okay, well, I'm going to get some more stuff from the San Antonio store. And I was like, okay. And I left the store. I called Kylie. And for the first time in a long time, I had a very good cry. And I was crying because I'm remembering the thoughts of, here I am, 41, trying to accept the body that I have been given, right? And when I go through this experience, I'm like remembering the times where I hated myself. And I'm gonna start crying right now, like where I hated my body and not thinking that I was beautiful or not thinking that I was worthy of wearing sizes or styles or whatever. Like all this shit comes back. Like I thought I was healed, and then all of a sudden, like all this, and I called Kylie, and she was so apologetic, and she was like, this is not the experience I wanted you to have. And I said, Kylie, listen, this is not your fault. It's not anybody's fault. I'm just telling you that if push comes to shove, I'm going to order some of my own clothes and I'll take care of it. Because I'm not wearing what they're suggesting me to wear to this photo shoot. Because Gerald, I mean, I look like the mother of the bride. There was just no way. I mean, I'm señora, but I'm not 80. You know what I mean? And so.
Yeah, no, I understand.
I'm a fucking hip 41-year-old. And
the hippest.
That's right. And anyway, they called me back. They got the stuff, some new stuff from San Antonio. I went in and the first thing I tried on was this gorgeous tulle dress that showed my boobs. And it was amazing. And I said, this is it. I didn't bother trying anything on. I felt like a fucking princess. And that's what I wore in my photo shoot.
Like a queen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the badass bitch that I am. I loved it. And I was just so thankful. And then, so come photo shoot day,
Were you dealing with the same girl that helped you the first time?
Uh-huh. Yeah. And
was she like, oh, perfect.
Yeah, she was super happy. And she helped me pick out the jewelry and we went, I loved it, send a little boomerang to Kylie. She was happy. And then the day of the photo shoot, they had makeup and hair. And I mean, we were just pampered. And then when we go to the set to shoot, which was this gorgeous floral arrangement stuff made by a Wild Veggie Bouquet, who's a talented florist. The people were like, what kind of music do you want to listen to? And I was like, RuPaul. So they put on RuPaul and Girl, and I was fucking working that photo shoot. I felt like a supermodel. It was so much fun. I mean, it was a great experience. I loved it. Even the misstep of clothes not fitting. I mean, it really brought me to a different form of appreciation of my body.
If anything, do you think that experience at the beginning helped make the good experience even that much better?
Maybe so.
Because it was like a victory.
But I know I'm so thankful for this body that I have that has brought me to where I am, and I'm able to exercise and I'm able to power it and take care of it. And it's been good to me. So I never, never, ever want to be hard on myself like I was in my younger years. So.
And you felt some of that coming back when you were breaking down in the car.
Yeah, it was hard. Was painful.
I understand. Did you ever apologize to Kylie? Like, I don't want you to feel like I just unloaded all this on you.
No, I didn't. Because she felt really bad. And
that's what I mean. I mean, I don't want, no, that's a lot for her to feel too.
Yeah. And we communicated through text, and even after the photo shoot and even after the release of the article, I told her, I said, I just want you to thank you so much for your beautiful words and the wonderful experience, because it really was a once in a lifetime opportunity.
Good.
So I'm very, very thankful for them.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I'm so, I mean, I said it in my post, I posted on Facebook, and every time, like when there's, you know, when it's your birthday or when it's our anniversary, you know, you always try and find new ways to word essentially the same things that you've been saying for years, mm-hmm. Or finding new ways to say them. This one was no different.
Yeah.
You know, congratulating you for this huge accomplishment was, I guess I made that post when I was in the car after the dentist. So for those of you listening, I have good teeth, no cavities and all that stuff, but I haven't been to the dentist in like fucking 10 years.
Yeah.
So I went And they were like, oh, yeah, we got to do like a deep cleaning in your gums and roots and everything.
Debridement or what is it? Root scaling and.
Eight shots in my mouth. That. They gave me 8 shots. This is how hardcore it is that they have to do. They have to do it in parts. They did the right side of my face one day.
Yeah.
8 shots in my mouth in order to be like, fucking cleaning it all
out. That's a lot of injections.
Yeah, dude. It fucking, they numb you, but you can still feel them. I mean, there's pressure. So there's that. And then today, a month later, they did the left side of my face. And I just got out and I got in the car. And then I saw Omar posted and I'm like, oh shit, it's out. And then I'm like, okay. So I grabbed the photos and then I'm like, oh my. And I'm in like pain. My mouth is numb. And I'm like, I got to find the right words to tell you. And then,
thank you, husband. It was really sweet.
Anyways, but it's super cool. And then, you know, you're just loved by so many, especially the people that listen to this podcast. They love you.
Very, very honored.
So it's just so fucking cool, man. So cool.
I'm very happy. I'm very proud.
Do you know any of the other women?
I know B because she works with the food bank, the local food bank. So she's a bigwig there. And Caitlin and Terry. Mm-hmm. The other ones I don't know but have met and have, you know.
But you will know them.
But I will. Yeah. I mean, we've known each other. We were in a Zoom call together and a couple of email exchanges together, but yeah.
I even heard you take charge in that Zoom call.
Really?
I feel like you were the first one to explain yourself. I guess I'm assuming they had it because I couldn't hear you with their headphones. I'm assuming they asked for everyone to introduce themselves and you were like, all right, I'll go ahead and go since no one else is kind of like, it was kind of like that. I
don't remember that.
And then you were like, hey, bitches. No, you didn't say that. But
I should have.
But that was very cool. So many good things. Thank you. So many wonderful things. Very, very.
Listen, you guys, tomorrow is October. Well, when does this podcast come out? The first?
It comes out the same.
Thursday night, the first?
The evening of the first.
Okay.
The morning of the second.
3 months left in 2020. So what are you gonna do?
Boom.
Let's go.
There's actually some stuff that we're gonna talk about. I saved for the next podcast.
3 months, y'all, for this fucking year.
About how to crush it the rest of the year.
Let's go.
I got to tell you this too. I was very inspired by Mark from the last
episode. Oh my God. Yes. 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 Yes.
We got a lot of good feedback. Did you see who followed us?
Yeah.
Odin Leathergoose followed us. I saw that. I was like, bro, I begged you to make me something for a trip to Oaxaca and you did.
Yes.
These are big accounts that followed
us. That's amazing. He is so fucking cool and so transparent and vulnerable at the same time. Uh-huh. I loved his story.
Very cool.
I hope he makes it to Aloka.
I got to tell you, man, like him, even when I reached out to him, I forgot what he had. When he had originally reached out and said he had a similar customer stories to share. And then I was like, man, I'd love to have him on. That's when I asked him if he would be on. But I knew his brand was paused because he had announced that.
So honest.
So I didn't know that if he would want to come on. He had said yes. And I'm like, that told me he's going to be willing to talk about that. And I think that's very valuable
to because
I feel like so many people who have ever felt like they needed to do that or did it or might've felt embarrassed. It's nothing to be embarrassed about. You know what I mean? This is your world.
Yeah. You navigate whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Just cause you stop something that you had started. Don't mean shit.
You navigate the journey.
You don't got to answer to nobody.
Exactly.
Fuck that.
Fuck that noise.
Anyway. So when Odin Leather Goods, if he's listening, if he's a listener now, cause he listened to the, uh-huh. to Mark's, I would love to have him on.
Let's go.
As a podcast. But you got to invite somebody too.
I will. I was thinking about some people.
These badass dudes on.
I was thinking about some people.
Good. Well, yeah. We just call them up.
Yeah.
I wish we could have our dog Dee Dee on, but she didn't speak English.
No.
But she's nudging me now because it's time to go for
her
walk.
It's time for her walk, yeah.
And you've got to go to your dinner.
Yes.
This has been a short podcast, but I think it's a very fun one.
Thank you,
guys.
They're
all fun with you. I love you so much, and I'm so proud of you. I love you too, husband. So congratulations.
Thank you so much.
On everything that you've accomplished.
All right, guys. Gotta go eat. Hasta la próxima.
Bye, everyone.